Welcome to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where nurses come to learn how to lose weight for good by ending the BS cycle. So if you are a busy, stressed out nurse, and no matter what you do to lose weight, nothing is working, then you are in the right place. Each week, I will show you how I lost 100 pounds, but more importantly, I will show you how you can be able to enjoy your job and your life. So let's get started. Welcome. So grateful that you're back listening. And if you're new, welcome. Thank you for joining me. So we are into mid-August, and oh my goodness, here in Edmonton, we have had the most amazing summer. We have had, I think it started in mid-June to now mid-August, so many days close to the like high 20s, 30 mark. And for us, that's amazing. I think we had 1 week of rain. The rest has been so hot. And for me, I love it. I love the hot weather. It gets me out of the house, enjoying the outdoors. And I love my gardening. Like, I have flower beds, the garden. I love it. And yesterday I was out in my garden. I tried growing these new squashes this year, and they're doing amazing with this heat. So, and also too, it gets me a chance to be outside, find different activities to do with my husband and my granddaughter. So I'm saying that because I've turned the fan off in here and I've shut the window so we don't have noise for the recording. So hopefully I don't get too hot. And also, one of the other things is I'm sort of noticing too, okay, we've got the heat, but now as I get up early, like I always get up at 5:30, and in the summer, it's always bright out when I'm up there up that time and doing my journaling and my reading. And now it's starting to get darker. I actually have to turn a light on now. And it really now gets me thinking that September is on its way. And so many times, that was my time when, you know, all the 30 years, you know, of struggling to lose weight, September was almost, to me, like a January, you know, renewing, starting fresh. And so that's why I've opened up spots for my one-to-one starting in September, because I know, you know, we've made it through the summer. I know what it was like. And a lot of my clients, you know, when they first start with me, they're off track. They fell off the wagon all summer. They enjoyed themselves. And now they're ready to get back at it again. And so that's why there are spots available in my one-to-one. I will put the link in the show notes, and you can also go to KarenShable.com and there's a button there to book, or there's also my social media. But why I want to really talk about, like, why it's so important for you to get going, because you might be sort of like, yeah, maybe not, because, you know, yes, September, but then do I really want to start? Because October's going to come with Halloween and then Thanksgiving and Christmas. But if you learn the skills of how to manage stress, how to manage the busyness, because let me tell you, over those holidays in December, it gets crazy busy and it's stressful. And the eating out and the family functions and the work functions and all of that. If you don't learn these skills, then what ends up happening is December comes and you're like, screw it. I can't do this anymore. I can't even try to watch what I'm eating. You end up going to the end of December, probably gaining weight, and then starting again in January, all over again, going on some crazy diet. That does not work. So I want to stop that cycle for you. It is possible. I did it. So I please, like, reach out, even if you're not sure if this is the right fit for you, we can talk, figure out what your challenge is and if it is the right program for you. So today I want to talk about self-loathing. And I know this is a touchy subject because we all do it. I even do it still to this day, and my clients do it. And a couple of them were really struggling this week with it. And that's why I really thought we really have to really get into bringing it out in the open. It's there. we feel so terrible when it's going on, like all that churning inside of ourselves. Sorry, the churning and the stirring of everything going inside of us, which makes us feel even worse. So let's talk about it. So what is self-loathing? Self-loathing is a feeling that resembles self-hate. And it constantly pushes the idea that you're not good enough. And that not good enough for me, oh my goodness. It really, a lot of us, it starts from childhood. Almost all my clients, this not good enough started from childhood. And that's something else we really dive into. I'll maybe talk about that on another podcast, another episode. But what happens is, you know, it pushes that idea if you're not good enough. So especially if you, you know, have that inside you. And then as a consequence, you might feel like you don't deserve love or that bad things happen to you for a reason. And self-loathing manifests itself through that consistent negative thoughts. Like they are there. They don't go away. And they're very closely tied to, or they, for me, I've noticed those negative thoughts are excessive self-criticism. And while self-criticism is good, like, you know, we can look at, okay, what is going on? We can criticize ourselves and then learn and grow from it. But most of us, what happens is it just really, especially when they're negative self-criticism, because there's positive and negative, right? Or there's a negative, but we learn and grow from it. But if it's negative and negative and just becomes so heavy and so much, and to a degree that it leads to really conditions like depression, and that's what happened to me, and turning to food and alcohol. And I went through that too. I'd go back and forth, food, alcohol. But when I worked on this, the self-loathing, now what a different life I have. And it's so, I'm not saying it all, it goes away forever. You always have it, but how you handle it and how it doesn't take over you anymore is so doable. So, you know, what you might find is, you know, it comes up in, you know, when you, it's like when you hate on your body, and it really creates that difficulty with, you're hating on your body, you're hating what you're doing, you're hating, you know, how you've been eating, you're hating how you look at that picture in the mirror. Like you take a look at a picture of yourself and you just become so judgmental of yourself. It's really that your opinions of yourself, the opinions of, it even happens, your opinions of how you are at work and how you are with friends and how you are, you know, with, you know, when you're out socially, like it's all these opinions. Like that's what it is. The self-loathing just doesn't happen with when you just look at a picture in the mirror in your body. It's when you've gone to work and you've done something and you're beating yourself up on why did you do that? It comes into so many forms. But what you don't know is, like, you really have to, what you don't know is it's running. Like so many thoughts, these are running in the background of your mind. Some of them, you know, they are so strong, but there's a lot also popping in that you're not really paying attention to. So you really have to start increasing your awareness of what is going on, what you're thinking about, what you're thinking about yourself, what you're thinking about your body, what you're thinking about the relationships, about your business, about your career, about like your socially, like what I was saying, it's you have to pay attention to all of that, all the opinions, everything. Why? And I've talked about this on other podcasts. It is the model, because, and I've like, it's so important because it will determine how you feel. Your thoughts create your feelings. How you feel then determines what you do. And if you do not increase your, you know, your awareness, like what you do will always reflect in like all the results you're getting. So that is just evidence. So take a look. If you have evidence you're doing something. Let's say I have so many clients that they're trying to do their 24-hour plans. They're not doing them. That's the result. They're not doing their plans. As a result, they're not losing weight. And I always say, go back to what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And many times it's coming from the self-loathing part of them. And one of the other thoughts that is a really self-loathing, so we talked about, that not good enough. The other one is, there's something wrong with me. And that really creates a level of shame. Like, think about it. When you say that, how do you feel? I know for me, I felt so shameful. I felt shameful of, there's something wrong with me, right? It's like, and then what you do is you act. If you think something's wrong with you and feeling shameful, you really, really, really do not do things, act in a way that's a good way, that's helpful. Because your brain, what you say, what you think, then how it creates your feeling, it will always look for more evidence proving your thought. Always, always, always. So think about it. You got that thought, and it's going to find all the things that's wrong with you. And when you think there's so much, such a wrong, you're wrong, there's something wrong with you, you will do more and more. It will lead you doing things, proving that there's something wrong with you. Our brains are so crazy. So that's why we really have to get aware of what our thoughts are. So one of the other things is you're going to probably like, yeah, but that's my thought. They're true. But what it is really those thoughts are actually just your thoughts. We think they're a circumstance. No, there are thoughts. So you have a decision, or not a decision, you have to be aware that that thought is optional. You can decide to keep that thought or go, it's not working for me. Let's figure out what else. What else can I think? What else can I focus on? Like, that's the thing. Like, that thought, yes, I know it's believable to you. Like, it is ingrained in you. It was ingrained in me and it still pops up. But I want you just, if you get anything out of this podcast, this episode, is knowing it is optional to think that. But the problem is, we don't know any different, right? We believe it to be true. But if you want it to be different, you have to practice thinking differently. The problem that comes up is if it's a really deep thought that you believe, you have this other thought, right? I want to love myself, but it's too different from where you're at to where you're going to go. It's so different. And your brain is going to fight against even thinking that on that thought that's not believable to you. It's going to resist that. So that's why you have to start small. Like, you have to start on, I hate my body. That's where you're at. Could you go to accepting, I have a body? Like, I just have a body. And that will have you feeling just a little bit better. Like, that's the goal. You cannot go from one end, I hate my body, to I love my body. There's no way in the world. We have to do this on baby steps. But I forgot to talk about back up before we can even work on changing our thoughts. So we first have to accept we have that thought. That's where we're at. And another thing that causes a lot of pain and suffering is that acceptance of where we're at. We don't like it. That's part of why we're beating ourselves up, right? We beat ourselves up thinking that will make it change, that will change us. But it never works that way. It always works opposite way. So we have to start with accepting, like, this is where I'm at. And it's not to say, well, if I accept it, then I can't change, or I'm not going to change. You have a decision to make. Do you want to change or not? It's your choice. But you can't change if you don't accept where you're at, right? You have to accept it. And it's hard. I get it. But that is the starting point. Like, you really have to just sit where you're at, appreciate this is where I'm at, and it's okay. But I am going to do something different. What else can I do? What else can I think? Because remember, what you do always ties back to what you're thinking. So you might be like struggling with, I don't know what I'm thinking, because I get on calls and they're in such a panic state, like in their head, like it's a stress response in your body when you're self-loathing and your brain shuts down. And how you can really get these thoughts out in the open is take a look at a picture of yourself. How many thoughts come up from that? Or you look in the mirror. That's another one. Or you step on the scale. Like, those ones are going to bring up all your self-loathing thoughts, like all those negative thoughts that get you self-loathing. And that's where you start from. Like, really just go from that. And one of the things there's a couple things then you can do. If you're really sort of, a lot of my clients just can't shift a thought right then and there. It is so ingrained in them. So we talk about, okay, one, we want to talk about like a grateful appreciation. So do an exercise where, not physical exercise, a mental exercise that right now you don't appreciate a whole lot from your body, but take a look at, you know, what are the things that you can appreciate about your body right now, about you actually. And I know the list of not, of you don't, is way better, but I want you to challenge your brain and find some things that you appreciate. Start with one. One thing, writing down every day you appreciate. And it is hard because your brain hasn't practiced this. Your brain has it's stuck on all the negative. But it's like going to the gym. Like, if you go to the gym lifting the weights, it's hard. But as you keep doing it and practicing, it gets easier and you add more weights on and more weights on. That's why you can start how you can start appreciating yourself more. Start with one. Then work to two. And then if you can see things that you appreciate on yourself, your brain is going to find more of them and more of them. Like, then maybe you can prove, okay, I can think differently. There is a different way. And I guarantee you, as you see things more you're appreciating, your thoughts actually are going to shift because you're seeing proof of another way of thinking about yourself. Like, I know that's convoluted in a way. That didn't come out right. So you start appreciating yourself. You see those things. You practice saying them, seeing them. And then your brain, that's the evidence. And then you're going to slowly poke holes into that belief you're having. I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me. It's like, really? Maybe that's not true because look at this. Like, that's how you really start shifting. The other thing you can start doing is take a picture of yourself. Like, look at a picture of yourself when you were young. Find things you appreciate of that, of yourself. And start focusing on that. Like, because you're still that kid. You're that child. Would you beat your child up like mentally, like pick out all the things wrong with them? No. But that's what you're doing right now. And so I want you to look at that child because there is that child still in you. And that might help you as well if you're really, really, really stuck. So it really takes, you know, creativity. It takes work from really, like, because your brain, like I said, your brain is going to block you from moving forward. That's our job, our brain's job. You've got a normal human brain. Our brains are designed to keep us safe and secure and doesn't like uncertainty. And so when we make changes, that creates, like, it doesn't feel safe to us and it creates discomfort. Our brain does not like discomfort. So be compassionate with yourself, be kind with yourself, and just know, like, this is where I'm at. I'm getting aware, I'm shifting, and I'm moving forward. Like you can move forward, but you have to do it in tiny little baby steps. Like that's it. It's doing it on purpose and knowing that everything you're thinking is a choice. It's just a choice. And that's all you've known how to think so far. It doesn't have to stay that way. And I really, truly believe that it really, when we start releasing that hold, that our beliefs that we think are so true, it, yes, it's not even I believe. I've seen it with myself and my clients. That's when we start losing the weight. The weight is only a reflection of what's going on inside of us. Honestly, that's why the diets don't work. The diets don't work on all this internal struggle that we have inside of us. So, and for those of you, that really don't, have the self-loathing towards your body, like really look at it towards, your abilities, how you are with friends, like all of that. Because I know for me, like I'm an introvert, even though maybe some of you don't, you think, oh, wow, she's out there talking, doing videos. I'm an introvert. And I used to beat myself up about that, say a lot of negative things about it. And now, you know what? I am who I am, and that's okay. And I can choose to change it. And I, there are some things I have changed, but for the rest, I'm okay. And if somebody ever judges me on it, that's their thing, not mine. And that's the other thing too, is a lot of the self-loathing comes from us worrying about what other people think. We cannot control what anybody else thinks. We can only control what we think. And really, and so many times when we're thinking that other people are judging us, it's just because we're judging ourselves. Like it really does come that way. So I really want you to, like, I want to encourage you to do those self-appreciation exercises. Like really take a look at that. Do them because it does make a difference. That's how you stop the self-loathing. And like I said, not stop it completely because it will always come up. Our brain is wired for the negative, but it won't take over you. It won't spiral you down. And just understanding that this is all a choice. You don't have to self-loathe. You honestly don't. And it's okay if you are. You are where you're at. But just what do you want to do with it? Is it working for you? Is it helping you? I know for me, when I was at my rock bottom and I was so low and I was loathing on myself a ton and I couldn't, and at that point I couldn't do it anymore, I decided I was going to change and be a whole lot nicer to me. And this is where it starts. It's that choice that no more. When I look in the mirror, no more beating my body up. I'm going to find some things to focus on that I love. And yeah, I've got that extra fat, but I'm working on it. And I did. And that's okay where you're at. And then you can move forward once you just love and accept yourself. So I hope you have an amazing day. And if this helps you at all, or if you know somebody that really needs to hear this, please share this episode with them. And if you got a lot out of it, please leave me a review because that's how it gets out there to help way more nurses and other women. So have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where my goal is to help you end the BS cycle so you can start enjoying your job and your life and lose weight for good. To learn more about working closely with me, please visit me at KarenShable.com, and I'll see you next week.